Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Irish beef stew.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on, chill it out for a second.
16 freaking million.
I'm gonna ask you to tone it down for a second because I said I was getting angry, but now you're getting a little heated.
Beef brisket.
Get off it.
Roast beef.
No. I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't
do.
Tell me. I watch the damn game.
Mongolian beef.
Why are you arguing with me about this? God, you make it freaking unbearable to talk about this stuff.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef.
Where's the beef?
It's what's for dinner.
Lord have mercy, Ben. If you listen to that intro, you know that whenever people are talking sports, they're yelling at each other, and they're mad, and they're fighting. And that happened at SportsCon this weekend over this very Zeke conversation we were just having.
Really?
You know, it started with Melvin Gordon talking about being irreplaceable. By the way, I didn't even throw this out there. Shippy looked this up. Spotrac said an estimated annual value for a new Melvin Gordon contract was $2 million a year higher than Zeke. They had Melvin Gordon at 11 and Zeke at 9.
What would be the rationale?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's how much he catches the ball. He's more of like a Le'Veon Bell type. Phillip Rivers throws the ball to him so much. So I wonder if it's the combo of the wide receiver and running back.
It's got to be. Man, that data was out there. We were talking about it with Kavanaugh, the success rate when the Cowboys are winning, when they get that. Dude, take all that. And Pete Rose it up your butt, because when you watch the damn game, Randy Galloway style, then you understand the value. Zeke is a monster.
You're right. He's their best overall football player. He just is. He's incredible. The problem is that he plays a position that in the modern NFL is being devalued. And that is what Kavanaugh's argument has been. And that's what, you know, Ben, you know, I've said this for years. My opinion is that you use a top three draft pick on a running back once every 3 or 4 years and rotate him out. Now, I think Zeke transcends that. I do agree with that belief, and there are transcendent guys. Adrian Peterson was a trend. Also, Adrian Peterson had more injuries, and Zeke doesn't get hurt.
Right. No, I would have, and I think that's going to change eventually, which is scary, but I would have rather they went with Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Go with a corner. Don't take a running back in the top five if you're not going to keep him around. No, you've always said that. You've always said that. If you're going to do that and keep, you know, hey, we'll sign a running back, then we'll get rid of him when the odometer starts ticking, then don't use a first or second on. Just keep using a third round pick on that every couple of years. And I'm fine with that. Rotate him in. Rotate him in and out.
Well, the argument got heated as Jesse and Broadus were on the air together on Saturday from SportsCon. And now here's our beef specialist, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, who's going to take us through the audio of this particular sports brawl.
Yeah, so this all starts... basically, Jesse asked if they heard the Tank interview that they had that we played cuts from earlier in the show. And Broadus takes exception to a different interview that they had there at SportsCon on Saturday.
The interview I was disappointed with you guys about was Kavanaugh. You should have challenged Kavanaugh. Nobody challenged Kavanaugh. I heard Jesse cheerleading, which bothered me.
Challenge
him. He's not right. Okay, there's certain points that he's right about. But, you know, to me, you know, give me the best players regardless. I mean, the great teams in NFL history have always had marquee backs. You know, look at the Cowboys forever. The Cowboys' ability to score points early, play defense, then all of a sudden kill you at the end of the game by running the football. You know, you're not, okay, everybody says, oh, you get a six-round guy to do that. So, no, you can't. No, you can't.
I love this, Ben, because this is the whole what I would just call the Zeke conundrum, is that he is the type of player that makes me challenge my own core beliefs of what I think.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets very, very murky. And so even though I'm more inclined to agree with Kavanaugh, the way Broadus is saying what he's saying, I'm going, he's right. The guy's right. He's right.
No, it's a great debate. It's a great debate, and it will make you challenge the way you think about these things. But I'm listening, like, this is the first time I'm hearing this, and I'm like, all right, man, grab your butts and buckle in, because I imagine Jesse's got a retort coming.
I would think so.
Yeah, he absolutely does. It gets way better from here.
Oh my God.
Broadus wanted them to challenge Kavanaugh. Well, now here is Jesse Hawley challenging Broadus.
I'm challenging you. No. Willie Parker did it for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
James White has done it for the New England Patriots. What's my guy's name for the Giants? The small back.
Bradshaw.
Ahmad Bradshaw.
Ahmad Bradshaw did it for the Giants.
Oh, geez. No. Absolutely. How about Roger Craig? How about Thurman Thomas? How about those guys?
Those days are dead, B.
Those days are not dead. You still have to have the ability. I'm just telling you, this team won Super Bowls scoring early, throwing the football.
Yeah,
I get that.
1990s.
Well, it brought us,
no,
I agree. You have to have
the ability to run the football. Look at teams late in the year. You want to just play with, you know, some slappy out there? No.
Yeah, the fat back from the Rams.
Oh, but if you checked and seen the offensive line with the what if you're a team that doesn't have a great offensive line?
Oh my goodness. Now you can't.
No,
you
I'm just asking you a question.
You can't keep moving the finish line though, B.
I'm not moving the finish line at all.
This team has a great offensive line. So then they should be able to do it, right? What's about this team? What's about the Cowboys? Do they not have a great offensive
coach,
line? Yes or no?
Coach, scheme,
yes
quarterback.
Or no? Do the Dallas Cowboys have a great offensive line?
The word great? Has it been great?
Now we're talking.
You're talking about the
best offensive lines that we have in National Football.
It's one of the better.
Is it in the top
I think
five?
It's not the best. It's not the best in this division.
Oh my God!
I feel like they're landing punches at the same time.
Yeah.
We got a heavyweight match going on over here on FS1, Ben, and I feel like I'm watching Broadus and Jesse land punches in the face at the same time.
That's what I wrote down on my clock here. Heavyweight sports fight. I mean, it's two heavyweights, two guys who are both awesome at what they do, and they're both landing punches here. This is delicious.
You know what else this makes me wish? This makes me wish that I could have been a fly on the wall when Broadus worked for the Parcells regime, because I can just see guys in that room all yelling at each other like this.
It makes me want to be a fly on the wall when he watches tape with Kavanaugh and KT.
Yeah.
They get heated over that type of stuff.
Does it keep going?
Oh, yeah. We still got two more cuts here, okay? And we kind of left off there with, is it, you know, Broadus just said it's not the best offensive line in the division. So now they get heated over, is the Cowboys line a top five offensive line in the NFL?
Is it in the top five?
I don't think so.
It's not. You can name five other offensive lines.
How about Philadelphia? How about Kansas City? How about the Rams? I just named three for you right there.
All right, there's two more. That's three.
You asked me if they're
not. I'm not the greatest person in math. That three plus two makes five. Are they not in the top five?
They're not in the top five. Not right. The Los Angeles Chargers out there? Kansas City?
They have a better offensive line than the Cowboys?
Yes. Yes, they do. Absolutely, they do. You're living on the past. There is what you're saying.
You just lived on the past. You're talking about Roger Craig.
I'm just telling you. No. I'm just telling you on reputation of an offensive line. How many sacks do they give up? This quarterback, you don't defend, takes a beating because of some of the things that happened here.
Well,
you're all over his rear. About that.
You and I both know part of those sacks was on Dak Prescott and part of those sacks was on the offensive line.
Yes,
the line, the receiver. Yeah.
He was sacked over 55 times this year. He was up there second or third in the National Football League and being sacked. We all know some of that was him and his poor decision making, not getting the ball out early. And some of it has to do with the lack of offensive line, moving pieces, guys being in, guys
scheme.
Being out. So all of those things. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. But I'm saying that I gave you a number of Super Bowl winning teams who did not have a superstar back who went on and did it.
Man, this apparently got so good, Ben, that Jesse stood up in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
Man, I love
those are two big dudes. Broadus, who played center at LSU. Yeah. Jesse Hawley, a basketball scholarship, won a national championship playing basketball and a football scholarship. He's not small. Those are some big boys.
Thank goodness, you know, Ari and Jesse were at SportsCon, and Broadus and Eric Chirafalo were here at the studio.
Oh, okay.
I was like, man, Broadus sounds more clear in this debate.
Yeah.
So they're both landing punches. This is really, really good. And one thing I thought about that supports
What Broadus was saying is New England just used high-level assets to acquire running backs to improve their running game.
Yeah.
I mean, Sony Michel, what was that, early second-round pick? Or late first?
Late first.
Yeah.
Late first. And that was a big-time surprise because he was supposed to last until mid-second, early second round.
And he was great for them, though.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the whole point, though, that we get into is there's a lot of different ways to win. And I think Broadus's point on all this is that Zeke is special. And he's on the Zeke is special hill where Kavanaugh and, to this point, Jesse are over here talking about the running back is not worth the asset hill.
But they don't have to be mutually exclusive either.
Right.
Because, look, he's special. He might be the one that's worth it. But, oh, my God, he also might be suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a complicated issue. It's not so simple. And is there still one more cut, or is that
it? Yeah, so this is where they try to kind of soothe things over. Jesse tries to say he loves Broadus. Broadus keeps going. They keep kind of fighting about it. And just kind of pay attention to whether or not Broadus ever says he loves him back.
Okay.
You know I love you.
No, I mean, to me, this is you know, you talk about the argument, though. Give me all the best players. Give me the best players at every position. If I have to pay my back to not pay a right guard, you're saying the right guard's more important than the back here?
I think right tackles. I think passing offenses are so much more important than running offenses because passing is more efficient than running. So you're going to score more points over the course of the year if you pass more than you run.
The idea is to get ahead and then finish the game. That's the idea. Throwing the football is not the way to finish games. It's not. You can't.
Well, we love you, and we can do this over a couple lemonades anytime.
Broadus, you're the
you
best.
Know we love you. You know I love you, but we got
a
break.
Broadus and Eric Schiaffalo, we are so lucky to have a guy like Brian Broadus on 105.3 The Fan getting us ready for football season. Broadus, you're the best.
Thanks,
Eric
guys.
Schiaffalo.
No! Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, in this case, though, all right, hold on, though. Take, get rid of the rest of the offensive line. If you had to pay one player, would you pay Zeke or would you pay Zach Martin?
Oh, Zach Martin.
And so it's
without
funny,
question.
Even though I think Broadus is rocking it.
But it's not that simple.
But he said, it's so funny that we're talking about the Cowboys. He goes, you'd pay the running back over the right guard. Well, no, not in this case. It's Zach Martin.
I think so much of it is this. Okay, none of these things operate independently of one another.
Right.
It comes down to, from scouting to player development to free agency to the draft to the scheme to, you know, to who you, to what your identity is. All these different things factor in. Now, if Dak takes the step we think he's going to take and is the type of quarterback that can put the team on his back, then you don't have to have the best running back in the league. But if Dak is not that, and your identity is going to be to run the ball, and you do just, you know, it is Garrett being super conservative, and it's like, hey, we're going to get the lead, and then we're going to slowly choke the life out of the game, and it's going to be hard to watch, and we're going to run into stacked boxes, then you do need Zeke. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's like both those guys were making great points. That was a heavyweight match, and to me, it ended in an absolute draw.